totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evan the Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Band to hold him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nothing he believes in.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is the 24th. How about that crap?
Almost to May.
April is almost out of here, and by the next show, we will have a new quarterback.
That's true. That is coming up very quickly. Very quickly.
Is it a foregone conclusion that it's Winston? Or is this whole Publix ordeal? You know, Publix has now come out and said that's not true.
That he said that they were a gift?
Right. That he had a deal with an employee. Publix has since come out and said that's not true. Is that going to add more to the story?
Well, let's go to this. There's also the...
Let's go to the videotape.
Let's go to the report that says there's an NFL executive who says basically it would be a huge mistake if anybody took Winston and compares him to a worse version of Jamarcus Russell.
Wow.
That's the comparison. And he says... He goes on to say he's obviously comparing him to somebody who was 7-18 with a passer rating of 65.2, but he says that he has no power in his legs, off the field problems, makes bad decisions on the field. That's even more damning, I think, than the Publix's stuff.
Now the head coach of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Lovie Smith, kind of addressed the attorney comments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the attorney basically came out and said that he's not ready for the NFL. And Lovey's analogy is he's been married 30-some years. He goes, was I ready when I got married like I am now? Is any rookie that comes in ready? Yes, I'm going to say some are. But I'm going to say a good percentage of them are not ready either.
That's a really good point. That's a very, obviously.
I wish I could take credit for it, but Lovey said it.
That's a really good point. So I guess... If you look at it that way, and you have to take each situation by itself, in my opinion, it's easier to take a lot of the emotion and use more logic if you look at each incident in as much of a vacuum as possible. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that's just my opinion. And if you look at that situation and you compare what happened, what was said with what Coach Smith just said, then I don't think those comments are quite as big a deal.
All right. I want you to put this out in the social media world.
All right.
We're both on Twitter. Put it on the Facebook page, whatever. And I'm going to give you a list of people that I'm going to be with on Sunday. I'm going to name drop for a minute.
Okay.
I'm flying to New Jersey with your Tampa Bay Buccaneer Super Bowl MVP. Let me turn that down. You know, I'm getting these texts and pages, all sorts of stuff is going on.
You're an important guy.
So this will be the second year that Dexter Jackson and I have flown up.
Okay.
The best question, how about I change it? The best questions that I receive for the following athletes, I will attempt to get them answered. We will get them out on Twitter, the answer, as well as we'll respond and answer them again next Friday. Tell me if any of these names interest you. And if you could, by Sunday, come up with a good question for Super Bowl MVP Otis Anderson, Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning, Super Bowl MVP Dexter, Super Bowl MVP Marcus Allen, Super Bowl MVP Jim Plunkett, Super Bowl MVP and Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor, Dwight Gooden, Super Bowl MVP and Heisman Trophy winner Desmond Howard, Super Bowl MVP and Hall of Famer Fred Biletnikoff, Super Bowl MVP, and I think you understand where I'm going with this. So I'm going to stop with the Super Bowl MVPs because they're all Super Bowl MVPs. Ray Lewis, Jake Scott, Phil Sims, Jerry Rice, Len Dawson, Larry Zonka, Joe Flacco, Kenny King, Tim Brown, Ray Guy. I can't wait to have a little talk with Ray Guy. Bo Jackson, Deion Branch, Malcolm Smith. Not a Super Bowl MVP, but Hall of Famer Warren Moon. Canseco's going to be there, so we're going to talk some softball because I once played against some softball. So if you can come up with a decent question or six, I will get them answered, maybe get it on videotape where we can get it on the website, the whole nine yards. Pretty impressive list.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I was able to get 20 of those names, and I did not get them all.
That's just for Sunday.
I'm trying to put this on knockoutradio.com's Facebook page, and most of them are spelled very poorly because I was going so quickly. But
well, I didn't even go down the list of non-Super Bowl MVPs, so I didn't tell you Odell Beckham Jr. I didn't tell you Jamal Charles. I didn't tell you Ryan Tannehill. I did tell you Canseco. There was a couple others that are not Super Bowl MVPs that'll be there on the day that we're going that I didn't throw it out there. I did tell you Howard. I think there was one or two more. Did I tell you Eli?
You did.
Marcus Allen doesn't sign autographs. So him being at an autograph, signing
is a big deal.
Is kind of a big deal. So if you can come up with some decent questions, I would be more than happy to address them on Sunday. All right. How about yesterday?
Which part?
Which game do you want to talk about? And I'll tell you which one.
Let's save the more exciting one.
All right. So we'll save the Golden State game, and we'll talk about the Lightning and the Rays.
I was going to say the Rays first.
Then the Lightning.
Then the Lightning.
And then the most exciting game was the Golden State
game. Crazy.
I want to know.
Crazy.
I was going to say what kind of drug, but I'm
not. Let's not throw that energy out
there.
More
of a joke, right? Yeah. What is he on? What is Steph Curry on? This guy, I read somewhere that he has a magnet in his feet, right, in his shoes, and a magnet that's placed somewhere on the rim of the hoop. And when he throws that crap up, the magnet force somehow pulls it into the net. Because whatever he is doing is absolutely unbelievable. It's a shame that voting has already been in for the MVP. Because he is just adding on to what he should be of the MVP. I think a lot of votes are going to Houston for obvious reasons. But the team was down so much that Spates played stupid amount of minutes yesterday.
But what did he do with those minutes?
Oh, I don't know. I fell asleep. But
He had two points. He had three. I think he fouled out.
I saw him at the end of the game. He was in at the end of the game. So he must have fouled out. Well, it went in overtime.
Yeah, I think he didn't have one of his best.
And that's why I'm saying he wasn't in the game. And then when they were down 20, that's when you put the bench in. But Spates has took seventh in the six-man competition. Here's the crappy thing. One of his teammates beat him. How?
I heard about that.
How? But go ahead, talk about your Rays. Talk about your Rays. Go ahead.
Well, I won't say.
Okay, enough about the Rays.
Don't put your out there.
That's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, by the way.
You are Rays. Rays up. That's what they say, right?
That's not an overused statement.
Gritty. I think that's a good way to put the entire beginning of this season. And this particular stand has shown that.
You're the baseball guy. So
I pretend to be one.
Right. Are we already done with, can we get rid of this commissioner?
That didn't take long.
Oh, my God. Some of the stupid stuff that comes out of that guy's mouth, if he really did say this.
I haven't heard much personally.
He is going to ban the shift.
I've heard people talk about it. I wasn't sure if that was directly attributed to him. That is absolutely ridiculous. And that should never even be put up to a vote. Or a decision should not even be made on something like that because that is just evolution of the game. That's strategy. That's being able to play the game as best as you can with who you have on your field.
So you're going to benefit the offensive team because the offensive player isn't good enough
to hit the ball the other way. Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It makes no sense.
So you've come up with a way to combat somebody like Daniel Ortiz who can't go to the left side.
Unless he bunts.
And then he gets thrown out by the left fielder. The left fielder runs and picks up the bunt in the infield and throws David. You know what? I did not realize, and I've been next to Ortiz before, I didn't realize how huge he is.
Yeah, he's huge, and what's crazy is he's lost a lot of weight, too. He needs to be bigger.
It's either he is a large man or Shane Victorino is 3 feet tall.
I'd say the latter is closer.
Shane was standing. How funny was it? I went to the game the other day, and Victorino's warming up and loosening up, and all he's doing is screaming at me as we're talking UFC stuff.
Hey, what'd you think of the fight?
My boy, Holloway. He's a fellow Hawaiian, but I still didn't. He didn't say he didn't think he would win. He just said that he didn't think that he would dominate Swanson like he did last Saturday.
That was filthy.
Oh, it was.
Ugh.
You know, I know we're bouncing all over the place, but it's because there's so much to talk about. So get back to the Rays.
Yeah, there's the Rays. It's been a lot of coming from behind or doing well in close games. Obviously, the Yankees series, that was not a good showing. But speaking of which, how about Rodriguez hitting a 477-foot home run?
Is he still getting booed?
Test him. I'm sure of it.
In New York, is he still getting booed?
I think probably not quite so much because he's actually
doing okay.
It's a fickle crowd up there, but I think they've held back on that. But a lot of the character that the Rays are showing right now is going to be good once you get into the latter part of the season where wins may be not quite as easy to come by. And if they're in a position to make a push for the playoffs come September, a lot of this that they're going through right now will be good. They just have to try to take advantage now and get as many wins so they don't have to push themselves or spread themselves too thin going into September and hopefully playoffs.
Toronto comes in this weekend, right?
They do.
Yes. Arch rival Toronto Blue Jays? Whatever it takes to sell a game.
Yeah, that's true. Good thing is adding another player to the lineup, be able to bring Drew Smyly off the disabled list, so now they're only down to 11.
Did you catch the response I did on Facebook about Smyly?
I did not see that.
So the game that I was at, Smyly was behind the cage during BP. So they put a picture up. Somebody put a picture up and said, hopefully he's here to save the day. I responded. There was a little girl that was in the picture as well that was standing next to him. Mm-hmm. I said, I hope they allow her to wear the pink hat when she pitches.
Well played.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
Well played.
I did. All right, let's normally we're late. Let's be early. So with that said, let's hit a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Lightning, a huge comeback. Obviously, the game, the series, and possibly the future of your head coach. So we'll talk about that when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com. You see it all around you.
Good loving, all bad. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Since 2004, StaffZone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. StaffZone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, StaffZone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Tampa, looking for your next adventure? How about a day filled with 25 epic obstacles, crazy costumes, rockin' music, and plenty of beer? The 5th annual Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race is returning to the Tampa area on May 9th with just what you need. Grab your friends and get ready for the adventure of a lifetime as you climb mountains of stacked shipping containers, rocket down a 50-foot water slide, jump over fire, bounce on trampolines, and crawl through underground tunnels of dirty, yucky mud, all while wearing whatever insane costume you and your friends come up with. But the fun doesn't stop there. Join thousands of partiers in the massive festival where you can play in adult bounce houses, ride mechanical bulls, dance your butt off in the foam pit, and enjoy cold craft beer from Harpoon Brewery. Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race, Saturday, May 9th, at Little Everglades Ranch in Dade City. Don't miss out on this wild and crazy day of fun. Get off the couch and do something exciting with your weekend. Tickets are selling fast, so grab your friends and register today at ruggedmaniac.com. That's ruggedmaniac.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is a powerful pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
Yeah.
What are you? I'm texting.
Oh. You're moving and shaking over there.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some t-shirts for you.
Gotcha. Those wouldn't happen to be for the Rugged Maniac on May 9th, would it?
It's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember we were talking about this in like November when we were talking about the last one. And then it was right after that, so beginning of December. It's like, hey, let's do another one. But this is like a lot more intense.
All right, before I turn it over to you and you can talk about the Lightning and the Rays and anything else you want, I need your opinion. Received another email regarding Zuffa rankings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of people have been making some mistakes. A lot of people still have fighters in wrong weight classes and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, how do you decide? Dan Henderson has fought at light heavy, has fought at middleweight. He's awful at both, but he's still better than a lot of people in both those categories. So Henderson, who hasn't fought in one, I don't know which one he hasn't fought in, but you know, there's like 10 guys that have been ranked in two weight classes. what would you do? Would you still rank Dan Henderson in both? And he may be a bad, you know,
example.
Anthony Pettis, maybe, you know, who has fought in both. Ben Henderson, who has now fought in both.
Frankie Edgar. BJ Penn.
You know, I still think BJ could beat a lot of the people that are being ranked.
That's the thing. I can give you my opinion, but...
Well, that's why I asked.
And still, would it be the right one? I don't know. I mean, if I was in a position to do rankings, I guess a lot of it would have to be is a fighter who is changing their weight division. Are they doing a one-off? Like what Benson Henderson did, he went up to welterweight. He took it on short notice. He said he's open to more fights at welterweight, but not really sure if he's staying there. So I think that plays a lot into it. If he's moving and staying, then you take him off the previous one no matter what.
Well, but again, my thing is if I have said my criteria is a year, if you haven't fought in a year, or of course if you're suspended. So if Ben Henderson has fought in the middleweight division, wouldn't we give him the year?
Dan Henderson in middleweight. Right.
I said welterweight. Ben Henderson. If Bendo goes up.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't call him Bendo. I said Ben Henderson.
Okay.
And he hasn't decided, but he has kind of implied he's willing to. Wouldn't you still rank him in that division as well? If you believe he's in the top 15?
It's hard to go against that.
Very good subject for next week's Knockout Radio.
Yes.
Very, very, very good. On
so
that.
Tune in. Thursday, 6 to 8.
There you go. All right. Talk about your life. Came back.
Holy moly. And I understand that the Warriors game, that comeback was amazing because of the amount of points they had to come back. But the history that the Lightning had at Joe Louis in the playoffs in general, everything was going against them. So for Tyler Johnson to put the entire team on his back for the last 5 minutes and however many seconds of regulation to score the first goal, to have the assist a minute and 17 seconds later to Andre Palat, and then to end it all in 2.5 minutes in the overtime period, I think speaks volumes about him. Now, as a team, it's been incredibly rough. The response in Game 2 to come back and tie up the series at 1, that was good, obviously. Especially with as many goals, they were finally able to take advantage of all of the opportunities they had been getting. But right now, they are way too streaky. They're way too reactive. I think tomorrow's game, here at home, 6 o'clock, they have to be on the offensive and make sure they get a lead in this series, because when it comes down to it, they may not be able to punch themselves off the ropes if it gets to that point again.
Yeah, but you know, just because of what they did last night, I think it's going to add and give them, even if they do lose, because what is it, 2-1?
It's 2-2 right now.
2-2. Yeah. All right, it was 2-1 going into last night.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, they're right. Even if they were to lose their next game, I don't think it's as a drastic because of what they were able to do last night.
They know they can do it now. That's a plus. But again, is it safe to be able to rely on one person?
The Rays do.
No, they don't.
How about I was listening to something and they were talking about how they need Stamkos to step up. He's the face. He's this, just like Longoria. And somebody said, please, don't compare Stamkos to Longoria.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh. No, I don't feel that. I don't. How do I want to put this?
I don't know.
I think Stamkos, yes, he puts a lot on himself and he is able to do a lot by himself, but he has a lot of talent around him. A lot of
talent.
This
was a team that was picked to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. And they were the highest scoring team during the regular season. So they were able to back it up. They have the capability, and it's not like all of this is a surprise getting to the playoffs. With the Rays, you're talking about a team where the expectation levels are really low. So I think it speaks a lot more to what they've been able to do. Hell, even keeping an above 500 record up to this point is, in my opinion, saying something.
Yeah, I'm not even sure though.
Right now,
you know, at the end of the year when it comes October.
Exactly. What are they going to be able to put up those numbers? Because you look at a baseball season; it's so long. You expect your team to win a third. You expect them to lose a third, and it's what that middle third are you gonna? How many are you gonna win out of that last third? But the expectation levels for the Lightning from the very beginning have been very high. And I think that's one of the reasons, going back to a point you made earlier, did last night's game save John Cooper's job here? Obviously, we have the rest of the series to look at.
Does he need to get out of the series? Can one
will
game...
will he keep it if he gets out of the series but still doesn't?
Well, will he, right? You know, is it just last night saved his job? Does he need to get out of this series to save his job? I don't know if it's fair to put everything on. You were picked. You have the talent. Give him another year.
And I'm in the same boat. I feel that it is too early to say that, because how long has he been here? He's been here for 2.5 years. He came in halfway through the season, and then this is his second full season. So give him a little bit more time. But let's go to the phone lines.
Your buddy's on the line. Rob, what's up?
Rags, I'm calling you out today, buddy.
Uh-oh, what'd I do?
I know the Marlins didn't sweep the Rays, but how about them Yankees? I got a lot of sports talk people in the Tampa Bay area saying A-Rod's no good.
But no, A-Rod's pretty good. He's on fire.
Yep, I agree with you, Randy.
The thing is, you're comparing the Marlins to the Yankees. So that's the problem. Thanks for the call, Rob. That's the problem.
How can you compare the Yankees to the Marlins? Even when the Yankees are awful, you know, they're still better than the Marlins. And didn't Rob predict that the Marlins were going to sweep the Rays?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the thing?
And I said Rays would take 2 out of 3.
And what was it?
2 out of 3.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But right now, if you're looking at what...
If the Marlins would have swept the Rays, I would have opened the ice chest.
Ooh.
But they didn't, so we'll keep it locked.
Keep trying, Rob. Keep trying. As of right now, Alex Rodriguez, through the season in 15 games, he has 13 hits. He's batting, where's his batting average? He's batting .265, so that's better than he did the last time he was playing. But he's leading the team in walks. He has 4 home runs with the monster shot here.
What was the home run that I just happened to read the scroll down on the four-letter network that it was a big deal home run? He passed somebody, and they were like, it's not going to be worth anything auction-wise just because who, what, where, how, and when.
Yeah, right now he's 6th on the all-time home run list. So, grand scheme of things, yeah, that's a significant number to have. But, of course, now you have the asterisks. You have his history.
No, you don't have the asterisks. I'm just saying, you don't.
In everybody's mind, it exists. It's there.
But in everybody's mind that is alive today.
Okay.
Just, you know, because I'm just sitting here thinking as you're talking, and what comes to my mind is Babe Ruth. And when we're all gone, when they're all gone, you know what I'm saying? Are people going to even know about it and remember?
I think that's a good question, because then you also
I'm talking 80 years, 100 years, 200 years from now, somebody's going to open up a book. There will be no asterisks.
Well, will there be books then? That's the question. Will they still be printing books in 80 years?
So they go to the in the air where they just type in numbers. You know, kind of like that thing that's on Hawaii 50 and they slide it and whatever. Whatever they're doing, there won't be an asterisk. If you go to the internet, because you're right, there are no books now, imagine then.
Sure.
There's not going to be an asterisk. There's not going to be something that says A-Rod tested positive, A-Rod was roided up. None of that's going to be there. So 100 years, 200 years down the road, when they show that list, and it shows A-Rod ahead of, Barry Bonds ahead of, nobody's going to know that it was an all drug-related.
I need to correct myself. He is 5th on the all-time list, but... according to this list, which is baseballreference.com, he has 658 now. Griffey, who's behind him, is 630. So he's getting close to Willie Mays. So he's only 2 behind Willie Mays right now. So that might have been what you saw, that he's approaching Willie Mays soon. But I mean,
so who did he just pass?
He didn't just pass. He's 28 ahead of the next person.
Right.
But he is getting close to Willie Mays, and the statement is still stands true. If and when, it won't mean as much. Right now.
Right, because of the drugs.
But yeah, if you auction
the
off,
alleged.
If he
alleged.
No, he's.
You know, we still don't know what drug, right?
Does it matter?
No, doesn't matter at all. I think they all should take drugs in baseball. I really do. I want to see a score of 77 to 68.
In a regulation nine inning game.
Right, in a 9-inning game. Yeah, I think that would be phenomenal.
Quick question. What was the score of your 4-day softball?
Four and a half day? I believe it was 438.
Stupid.
Yeah, it was
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was either 360 innings or 400. I think it was 300 and some innings, and it was like 468 to 402. The book's out in the lobby. So during the break, I'll run out and I'll grab. We are at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah,
so,
we're at
so
the break.
Let's hit the break. I'm going to run out to the lobby. I'm going to grab the Guinness book, and I'll tell you what the score and everything was. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by the Guinness Book of World Records softball longest slow pitch game ever. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of The Players Show and Go Bucks.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Just like everything and anything, the damn book is missing.
You know what? It's actually probably in here.
I don't think so.
Under a piece of memorabilia.
I don't think so. But I'll look for it. I'll try to find it by next week. Gotcha. Before we go back to something, I got to tell you a funny story. It throws me under the bus.
Is this story time?
It's story time. Do we have music or is that just on Thursday night? We need to get it on both shows.
You have the file. We got you the file.
I don't know what that even means.
Okay. So, no, we don't have it right now. Oh, you will by the next show.
Okay. So, story time.
We got it.
Okay. So, going to Las Vegas next month to cover UFC, whatever number it is.
A billion.
Chris Weidman, Vitor Belfort, and John Jones. Okay.
It's 187.
So, I booked the flight. I'm leaving on a day. I'm coming back out on the red eye.
You left on a day. You're coming back on a day.
Well, I'm not.
That tends to happen.
I'm trying not to give out my full itinerary in case somebody wants to meet me at the airport. and I'm not looking forward to anything like that. So there's a schedule change. And only the reason why I thought about it is because I just got another schedule change. They change their schedules quicker than you know what. So I'm coming back on a Saturday night. Well, now that I'm taking my Thursday night, half producer, muscle, bodyguard, co-host, John Robinson with me. I said, the only problem is I've already booked. Now, you can fly on the same flight as me, but you won't be on my itinerary.
Okay.
Being on my itinerary sometimes is very advantageous. Yeah.
Advantageous. Good word. Like $5 that? Word of the day to Randy.
You like that, huh? Case in point, when we fly to New Jersey, Dexter Jackson, your Super Bowl MVP, and I, three of our four legs, we have been upgraded from the exit row to the big wig section.
Gotcha.
Okay, just because of the status that I fly so much. So I told John, I said, you know, that's going to be the only issue. Well, he wants to come back Sunday night and spend all day there. And I said, well, obviously you're welcome to do that. I can't.
Right.
Because my flight, I leave at 12:59 Saturday night. So I just happened to go check some stuff on my flights. Well, there's a schedule change. And down at the bottom of the schedule change, it says, click here to authorize.
Okay.
You know, that you're okay with it. If not, you know, because I keep hitting decline, and you can't. You have to call in. So I call into the airline, and I said, well, I have an issue. There seems to be a schedule change, and I don't approve.
Okay. What would be the...
And they said, well, we're more than willing to make any changes to help you in any way, but we really don't understand. And I said, understand that the change is not what I purchased. And so I know that you have to refund the ticket because I can't do this.
Okay.
The guy said, sir, it's a difference of 5 minutes. they're leaving 5 minutes earlier than the scheduled departure. And
what?
I said,
and they changed the itinerary?
And they well, they have to. They have to let you know if there's a change. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't approve. And so the guy's like, well, what do you want me to do? Cancel the flight? And I said, yes, I would.
No. You start saying stuff like that, you'll get yourself in trouble.
Why?
If you start talking about, I would rather this plane not do something.
No. They said, would you, are you saying that you would like me to cancel your flight?
Oh, okay.
Not cancel the flight.
Okay.
Cancel my flight. Refund my money. And I said, yes, I would like
that. Okay, gotcha.
And then I rebooked it. The same flight out, and now coming back one day later. John's now on my itinerary, so he can get in the exit row. He can get upgraded if I get upgraded, the whole nine yards.
Gotcha. Okay. So everything actually worked out.
As of right now.
Better. Until they change it again.
It happened again 2 days ago. They changed our vacation flights for no reason. We now have a 3.5-hour layover in Charlotte. I said, no.
And they said?
We'll fix it. I said,
Now you have to see how they plan on fixing
it. No, I fixed it. I got on the line. We were able to, change, and it just has nothing to do with sports. I just thought I would.
No, not at all.
Tell a little story time with Uncle Randy.
Gotcha. Bucks schedule out. Got the preseason. Got at Minnesota, at Miami, hosting Cincinnati and Cleveland here in between for preseason weeks 2 and 3. Only 6 days in between those games in the same week. But have you had a chance to look at the schedule, and what are your thoughts if you have?
Just for the sake of the draft, I like that they're opening up against Tennessee, if in fact they both. I just got an email, somebody asking me if I knew a UFC belt that was being sold. I said, well, what are you looking to spend? What do you think it would be worth? And he came back with $20,000. And I said, did you purposely mean to leave that final zero off?
What did they
respond? Okay. I'm waiting to see what the response is.
Wow.
Talk about
a low ball.
It's way too early to start predicting. I've seen so many predictions. I've seen 0-16. I've seen 4-12. And I've seen
won a game last year.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, it's going to be somewhere in between all of that.
Yeah.
I don't care what quarterback you bring. I don't care if you bring Tom Brady to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if you don't make other changes as well, it doesn't matter. I don't care if it's Winston, if it's Mariota, if it's Gannon, if it's the reincarnation of Otto Graham. If they don't improve the offensive line, and until we see it, it doesn't matter names, it doesn't matter what they bring in until we actually see what they're able to accomplish on the field.
What I think it was Gerald McCoy last season, preseason, said there's all these expectations that are being put on us since there's been so much change in between, and everybody thought that this was going to be such a great season because of the off season. And he said that it doesn't matter what the expectations are, you have to go out and perform. And same situation now. We obviously thought one thing, another happened, and everybody's really excited about the draft and haven't seen quite as many off-season acquisitions. We've seen a lot of big names cut, but...
But I think the excitement about the draft is the excitement about the draft. I don't think it matters where the
Bucs are. Well, I'm just talking about local.
Right. So I'm saying every area is excited about the draft. It's a new day. Gerald McCoy, I think it was him who said it, and I don't want to throw him under the bus if he didn't, but somebody said, we're all undefeated right now. So it doesn't matter, but it's just the hype of
the draft.
We're
all winless right now.
Well, that's true, too.
So, yeah, you just got to take it with a grain of salt, at least until you get to week one and it's time to let the cleats hit the field and go.
And it's not the number one pick and it's not the first round pick that, to me, is the most important. It's everything after. We know whoever's the first-round pick is going to be a decent player. It could be a bust, it could be whatever, but 9 out of 10, and I'm making that up in case Rob is checking the stats on me.
I'd say more like 99 out of 100.
The first round, is a decent player.
Sure.
Now, why, as I'm talking about that, is the Warren Sapp situation just came into my mind. Have you seen that video?
No. What situation? What are you talking about?
The arrest in Phoenix. The prostitution.
I mean, we've talked about it. I know of
now
it.
Now a video has come out.
Oh,
and
no.
And a video has come out of him being, I don't know if interrogated is the right word, but being talked to. And then they leave the interrogation room, and Warren is in there talking to himself. And like they do all the time. Not that I've ever been there yet, knock on metal and wood and
yeah.
and ice and whatever. Even if you hate Warren Sapp, as a lot of people do, it's still sad to watch that. Basically, a career crumbled, a life crumbled. I don't know if he can come back from that. Somebody may give him a job on a small cable, whatever. He had everything.
In the world.
And allegedly, it was over $100.
Mm-mm-mm.
They demanded a tip. He said no, and that's where it got out of hand.
Jeez. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. That's
so
crazy to think about, but...
How bad must it be when you're a prostitute and you're told, if you're coming to town, we will get you, we will arrest you. Because it's a Super Bowl's huge, you know, the...
Wherever it is, it's...
Right. The ladies of the afternoon all fly in for it. They knew they were going to be arrested, yet they still went to the police.
Yeah, I never really thought of it like that. They were the ones that that made that phone call.
Well, it wasn't Captain Obvious who was standing out in the hallway and saw naked bodies running up and down.
Usually people wear pants.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
On that note.
Klitschko tomorrow?
Really?
I think Klitschko's tomorrow. At Madison Square Garden. At least that was the banner that I think I saw as I stood in front of Madison Square Garden last weekend.
That's crazy.
What?
Yeah, I have not heard. Everything has been.
Is that what's crazy? That nobody seems to care?
Well, I think it's just the fact that Pacquiao and Mayweather has been at the forefront of everything, of every conversation regarding boxing.
How about ticket sales on that? Sold out in like 16 seconds.
Yeah.
Already on the second market.
Mm-hmm.
One, and Strahan talked about it this morning, 70 grand, and I saw one for $169,000. One ticket, $170,000.
Wow. Is it worth it?
And supposedly only one comp ticket. Even Mayweather had to buy his own tickets. And we talked about it last night, the deal with Fandango. He's the wrestler. He now has a company called... was it FanDuel?
FanDuel.
Do you remember that that whole deal? They're giving tickets away.
They have the belt. They or the band, the waistband. They're going to have the FanDuel logo on it, and then they're donating 6 tickets, and they're giving them away plus all inclusive round trip airfare, hotel, everything. To winners on the FanDuel website. And then, obviously, they have to pay Mayweather. I won't say obviously. I'll talk about the Reebok thing in a second. But they are going to be giving Mayweather an undisclosed amount for that location, for the waistband.
What's the chance of the winners of the FanDuel, whatever, actually use the tickets?
I would have to imagine there's a stipulation saying you have to be there. Because FanDuel is paying for the airfare, for the hotel. They're paying for everything. So I'm sure they will be required to utilize everything as stated. Because there's no way that FanDuel is going to give them tickets and then they'll allow them to sell them. Because I'm assuming that's where you were going with
that. Oh, absolutely.
So I would be very surprised if there were not stipulations.
If somebody handed you tickets to that fight, would you go?
If I had the option of selling them, I'd sell them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If I didn't have the option of selling them, I would sell them.
You found a way to sell them.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'd sell one. I would definitely sell the one. So if you win a pair of tickets, I'm going to bring you, I'm going to bring my wife, I'm going to bring Sean, or I'm going to sell it for 60 grand. I like all three of you, but combined, I don't like you 60 grand worth.
Yeah, of course. I get that. That makes a whole lot of sense. But again, if you're selling them, why not sell them both?
Well, but I'm saying if you can't. If you can't sell both,
okay, gotcha.
And you know I win the tickets, I'm going to at least sell the one. But since I don't have tickets to sell, that means we need to hit this break before the end of the hour. So let's do that. When we come back, I'm sure we'll talk more frivolous nonsense. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by frivolousnonsense.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
The biggest air show in the South is back in Lakeland. Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo celebrates its 41st year all week long, April 21st through April 26th. This year promises to be bigger, faster, and louder than ever before. Experience the heart-thumping, awe-inspiring performance of the Breitling Jet Team's U.S. debut and the Air Force Thunderbirds. See thousands of aircraft both in the air and on display, and an open flight line of historic warbirds. Sun and Fun offers fun for the whole family with daily air shows, a kids' zone, a classic car show, and lots of great food. Florida residents can make it a weekend the family will remember by coming Saturday, April 25th and Sunday, April 26th to experience three shows for the price of one. See the Breitling team perform at 3 p.m. Stay for the night air show, which includes aerobatic flyers, pyrotechnics, and a dazzling fireworks display. And come back Sunday for an additional show. Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo celebrating its 41st year all week long, April 21st through April 26th in Lakeland. It's bigger. It's faster. It's louder. It's Sun and Fun.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Hey, welcome back.
You know
it is. I was reading an email. Sorry. A lot of sports going on this weekend. More hockey continues. What's going on in Dallas? What's up with Rondo? Threw a temper tantrum?
The wheels have fallen off.
He threw a temper tantrum, and now he's pretty much out for the rest of ever.
And that's Rick Carlisle there, right?
Yeah.
Said he does not expect to see Rondo in a Dallas jersey.
How long has Rick Carlisle been in Dallas?
A
long time,
a while.
Right? Yet, I believe the first time he'd ever been to the JFK shooting museum, all that, was when I was there a month ago.
Oh, really?
because he acted like he'd never been there before. Hmm. And I'm thinking, you've been in Dallas a long time.
Right.
Because we ran into him and blah, blah.
Yeah. Blah, blah. That's that whole name dropping thing again.
Yeah, I try not to do that. An inside source in the Mayweather-Pacquiao story says aftermarket is going like $80,000.
That's crazy. Yeah, is it worth it? I don't think that. I mean, you're paying for one fight. What other fights are on that card?
No, it doesn't even matter.
Exactly. Nobody, right. Nobody cares. So you're paying.
But nobody does care. All they care about is that you go to a UFC that we talk about and I love all the time. It's the main event. I mean, that's why people go. Antonio Tarver got two tickets, right?
Okay.
And he put them somewhere. He showed them. I guess they were like $5,000. And I'm like, you're a knucklehead. Sell them for $70,000 a piece.
Depends on where they are.
I don't care where they are. If I had a ticket in the ring, sticking the mouth guard in Mayweather's mouth, I wouldn't go. That's a fact, Jack.
You don't watch any Duck Dynasty, do you?
No.
So you don't know about Cy and what stuff he says?
No.
Because he says that's a fact, Jack.
No.
He calls everybody Jack.
No.
May I be as bold as to say that very frequently you're talking about fights on cards that are not the main event that you are way more excited to see?
I understand that. But people go for the main event. When you're involved in it and you have, you know, friends or acquaintances or you're up on it, I'm not saying that they're not going to go for other fights.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, all that $70,000 is because it's Mayweather Pacquiao.
Absolutely, yeah. But why spend that much for a fight that,
if you have it,
it's either,
it doesn't matter,
a one rounder, or how many is the schedule for? 10? 12? 12.
If you have the money, what bothers me is somebody that doesn't have the money, but they have to be there so bad. But again, that's called a fan. That's called a fanatic. The last thing I am is a fan. So I can't picture it. For $10,000, I could redo my kitchen at the house. For $10,000,
there are so many.
I could buy a car.
Way more important things that you can do with that money. I am a fan of certain sports teams. And regardless of what's going on, if it's a national championship, if it's a World Series, if it's the biggest game ever, I'm not spending $10,000 to go to it.
What would you spend $10,000 on? If there was one sporting event, you know, we can't even say a vacation.
Event?
Yeah, an event.
Ooh,
I mean, God. Is there any event that you would ever spend $10,000 on? I don't know if there is anything other than, I'm going to say other than, if one of my two children are in that event. And I'm ripped on a daily basis by my loved ones, mm-hmm. that I could give a rat's ass about anybody and everybody but my two children. If my daughter, whose dream is to be on Broadway, I would spend $10,000 to be in the audience the first night she's on Broadway. So I get it. I just don't get it. When you don't have that kind of allegiance, the Dallas Cowboys, I know people that are Cowboys fans, and if they go to the Super Bowl, they would spend their life's earnings, their life savings, to get to that Super Bowl. Or the Eagles, or the, you know, what other team's never been there? I don't know. San Diego. I saw them get blown out in Miami, by the way. It was awful. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that. But so what, and I know we only have about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left. Is there one thing that you would spend $10,000 on to go see?
To go see, no.
I'm disappointed. You wouldn't spend $10,000 to see my daughter on in her first play in Broadway? Be very careful how you answer that. All right. It's all good.
Wow.
What are you looking forward to most this weekend? We have about 30 seconds.
This weekend, I will say, I guess, 186.
We've got Houston, Dallas tonight.
Yeah.
You've got the Toronto game tonight. So this is the best time of the year.
Well, the weekend, I'll actually say the Lightning game.
How about that thing you're doing on Sunday? You're not looking forward to that? See, it is a waste of time going to soccer in Orlando. See?
No, I didn't say it's a waste of time.
But it's not what you're looking forward to most?
It's not a playoff game.
See, I would think going to a game, whatever game might be more exciting than watching a playoff game, but that's something that we'll talk about next week. Hit me up on Twitter, boys and girls, at Knockout Radio.
At KO Eggs.
Have a great week.